But people curse those who hold their grain or their gasoline for higher prices. But they bless the one who sells to them in their time of need. You know, is that the way it is? Sure. If somebody, if we have a time of need, and they, I mean, I will have to say my hat's off to some of the Walmart stores. I don't know for a fact, but I heard this. Now, if it's true or not, I don't know. But there were some of the stores down there where they had the hurricane. Walmart opened their stores, opened them to let people come and get things they needed, no charge. Y'all remember hearing that story? Yeah. I heard that story. Now, hey, you know, Walmart gave, and it's given to them. You know, they're a very prosperous organization. You know, now, some people was down there fighting and trying to kill each other for something. Don't you come in my place. I got a gun. I'll kill you. You know, instead of giving. But those people needed something. They had a need. And the Lord says, but they bless the one who sells to them in their time of need. Or give to them in their time of need. If somebody has something in a time of need and you have something to bless them with and you don't think they have the money to pay for it, give it to them. Isn't that right? Give it to them. Just be generous. And the Lord, He says right there in verse 25, the generous prosper and are satisfied. I don't know about you, but I want to prosper and be satisfied. I want to be able to go out and work and money come in, and I want to have money in the bank so I can pay my bills. I don't want to have to worry or be concerned about where my next dollar is coming from. But to do that, I have to obey what God says in His Word. I have to do what the King says. Now then, let's go to the 27:8. If you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you. I mean, the devil's out there waiting on you to look for some evil, and he's going to give it to you, I guarantee. But if you search for good, or to be good, then you will find favor with God. I think God likes it when we do good things, don't you? I know He does. Then He says in verse 28, trust in your money. And how many people do that? Oh, far too many, even some in the church. Trust in your money and down you go. Crash. But the godly flourish like leaves in spring. Now, when we're godly, now see, this is the part that we missed about all this. We think that those that trust in money, they couldn't possibly be in the church. They couldn't be Christians. But a lot of them are. A lot of these men that are running these companies and doing things or in their own business, a lot of these men, in fact, if Cheryl was here, she could tell you about this man that she and I went and prayed for here a while back. She had known him from way back. And she told me, said, now, honey, he's worth about $4 million. Well, I told her, said, don't make no difference to me what he's worth. You know, he's a man and he needs to be healed. So we went over there and we found unforgiveness in his life toward his wife. And he was a deacon in a church, too. And he told us he was a tither to his church. So I don't know what that was. I didn't care. If he said, I'm a tither, that's all I want to know. And he said he forgave her. And we prayed for him, and he got well. But it wasn't but a couple of years till he was in worse shape than he was when we prayed for him. And Cheryl contacted his wife, and she said, he's got back into that unforgiveness toward me. He will not forgive me. She hadn't done anything really very bad, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he wouldn't forgive her. This time, at about 45 years of age, he died. And he left all $4 million to his wife. You know, so I don't know what's a woman going to do with $4 million? Paul, you laugh like she might be able to go spend it, huh? What do you think, Richard? Do you think a woman could spend $4 million? Yeah, they can. But she loved her husband and she wanted him too. But when he got into unforgiveness and would not forgive, he did not believe that he had turned himself over to a tormenting spirit. You know, but the Word says he did. He turned himself over to a tormenting spirit, and that tormenting spirit the second time killed him. It killed him. He died at a very young age. Trust in your money and down you go. But the godly flourishes like the leaves in spring. I want to be the godly. I want to flourish like leaves in the spring. Don't you? Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit only the wind. Look at that. Those who bring trouble on their families. Do you know people in the family that bring trouble into the family and stir up this nonsense after nonsense after nonsense in the family? What are they going to inherit, Deborah? The wind. The fool, this is what God calls them, the fool will be a servant to the wise. Well, do you want to be wise? Yes, I do. I do. The godly are like trees that bear life-giving fruit, and those who save lives are wise. Now, where are we going to get the knowledge and the wisdom to be the godly that's going to be that tree that's going to bear that life-giving fruit? Where are we going to get that kind of knowledge? From the Word. That's the only place in the world you can get that kind of information, that kind of wisdom. It's from the Word, from God. Pray and ask Him to give that to you, and He will tell you how to be that life-giving fruit. Now then, as we, as a ministry team, as we go and minister to people, as our people pray out at the ministry center over people, we are that life-giving fruit that tells people what their problems are as we find them, get them to repent of those things, then we pray the prayer of faith for them, and we get to see people's lives change every day. I mean, we had Sharon the other day prayed for a man, and the next day a woman called in, and her husband was such a bad guy and everything, and Sharon went to the throne of grace and rebuked the devil and asked the Lord to save that man, and the next day, I believe it was, or the second day, the guy got saved. He got miraculously saved, changed his life forever, and then that woman called back and said, I need some more prayer. Your prayers really work. Hey, when you see somebody that their prayers really work, all of a sudden you find all kinds of areas that you need somebody to pray for you when their prayers work, right? Well, why did their prayers work? Because she's godly and she's like a tree because she studied the Word so intently that she's bearing life-giving fruit. She's bringing souls into the kingdom of God. I'd have to say, everybody out at the ministry center brings forth that kind of fruit. We see God do wonderful things out there. We get people's lives changed, and we get lots of letters all the time. In fact, I read one today. Cheryl brought one and handed it to me. I opened it up in front and back, one page, a little guy from New Mexico. He said, Mr. Shrivener, I had never seen a miracle, never seen a healing, nothing, didn't have any idea what it took to do this in the church I've been in. Never saw God move or do anything. He said, I started listening to you on television. I started checking you out. I started doing what God says. And he said, I'm telling you, the more time I spend with Him, the more I worship and praise Him, the more He answers my prayers. He said, what you're teaching works. He said, you've changed my life forever. And he said, if there's anything I can do to get closer to Him, please call me and let me know. Well, I thought to myself, he's on the right track. He's on the way. If he just keeps on worshiping and praising, and he requested a certain praise CD, so we'll send that to him. But when you learn to praise the Lord, when you learn to wake up in the morning worshiping Him, praising Him, thanking Him, telling Him how you love Him, as you go sit down to breakfast, and you say, Lord, I want to thank you for this food. And you praise Him for this. And then you walk outside and say, Lord, look at this beautiful day. You made this just for me. You know, do you think this place is the king? You know it does. If you talk to this boy beside you, your husband. Okay. If you talk to him like that, does it make him happy too? Oh, does it make you happy when your wife talks to you like that, sir? You're the best thing ever happened to me. I'm so glad I married you. Doesn't that bless your heart?
Yes.
Sure. And whenever you tell her how beautiful she is and how much you love her, does it? Oh, isn't that amazing how we're kind of like God, isn't it? If you want to see God do great and wonderful things for you, you got to do great and wonderful things for God. You know, Now then, I mean, if you take a man and a woman, you never show up to take care of your wife. You never tell her you love her. You never speak good things for her. You only demand things of her. Do you think that woman's going to want to do good things for you? No. Because you're taking her for granted. You're not doing what God says. Well, if you go through Sunday and you went to church for an hour or two, and you didn't talk about God, you didn't worship Him, you didn't praise Him, you went to lunch, you never talked about nothing but the football game, and then you went and watched the Cowboys play for 4 hours and jumped up and down, hollered and screamed, and missed church that night because it went a little too long, and all this stuff. And then Monday you go back to work, fussing about this job. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you wonder why all these bad things happen all week. I can tell you where your problem lies. You're not telling the King you love Him. Is that right? You want to know why your wife didn't do nice things for you when you hadn't done nothing for her lately? Nothing. You need to do nice things. And if you want God to do good things for you, you got to love Him. You got to tell Him you love Him. Somebody said, well, He ought to know that. Yeah, He does, but He's just like a woman. Just like that story I heard, this woman was just about in a state of depression beyond, you know, she's just gone. And this guy finally takes her in and says, what's wrong with you, woman? And so they go to one of these, whatever they call them, head shrinks or whatever, you know. And he talks to the wife, and after he talks, he said, well, I'll tell you what, this woman, she is totally depressed because you have been living with her for 20 years and you haven't told her you love her. He said, good grief, woman, I told you 20 years ago when I married you I loved you. If I change my mind, I'll let you know. How many of you know that's not often enough? You know that ain't going to work, right, Joseph? You can't tell her when you marry her and then don't tell her again for 20 years because she don't know. She forgets after the first day. Women have very short memories. He does too. You have to tell them. Is that right? Do you need your husband to tell you he loves you every day? Okay. I just thought, were you a normal woman or was one time a year good enough for you? Oh, no. Well, let me tell you, one time a year is not good enough for God either. He wants you to wake up every day praising Him, worshiping Him, and thanking Him.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.